Mr. Beasley, thanks for joining me.
Very good to be with you, Tony.
Now, I understand you've got an exciting new policy.
Yes.
Well, let's hear it.
When the Australian Labor Party is elected at the next election, what we're going to do is increase taxes.
Increase taxes?
That's the undertaking.
I'm sorry, maybe I'm not hearing you right.
What we have said today, just to make this absolutely clear, is that we're going to increase taxes.
But you've been talking about tax reform.
So, obviously, by definition, we're going to increase taxes.
Right, that's your idea of tax reform.
The number one tax reform would be to increase taxes.
This is the first thing you're going to do.
It's not a bad starting point.
It's an unusual economic philosophy.
Well, it's nice to have an economic philosophy discussion, Tony, but what we're going to do is increase taxes.
Right, this is your big plan.
Frankly, it's the easiest thing to do. It's the cheapest thing to do.
Increase taxes.
Yes.
But in the past, you've always talked about lowering them.
I think that that's where we've massively dropped the ball over the last decade. Better to increase taxes.
But there are so many taxes as it is.
And they're going up.
What were you smoking when you thought of this idea?
A joint.
Right. Well, that raises a few questions.
The question is, what is the quality of leaf?
Sure. Mr. Beasley, if I could ask a personal question.
Yes.
I understand you like to get around your offices in the nutty.
That's absolutely what I'm into.
Right, you walk around nude in front of your staff.
Yeah, well, I must say I have from time to time.
That must be confronting for them.
And it's particularly tough on women.
I'll bet.
They have been treated shamefully.
What's the psychology behind that?
Well, I'm not an analyst, Tony.
Yeah, fair enough. But you have been telling the story about how you sat on a stapler and it disappeared.
I've been talking about that pretty consistently for the last year and a half.
It must be uncomfortable.
The blockage is there.
Well, why don't you remove it?
It's not the priority.
I must say, I've tried to fit a stapler up my arse, and it's not easy.
You want to put it the other way around.
Okay. Do you think this will affect your performance as leader?
We won't get that performance until we increase taxes.
Right. But getting back to the stapler, are you saying a man with a stapler up his arse can be Prime Minister?
What I'm effectively saying is that I am experienced enough to handle all the unexpected things that come into you when you are Prime Minister.
Well, there you have it, Australia. A Prime Minister with a stapler up his arse.
All I'm saying, Tony, is this. I have the experience to do it, and therefore I will be in the position to do it.
I'm sure you will.
It's particularly tough on women.